Good morning, Lewis, and welcome to UK Business Morning. I'm Alice, and today we've got some interesting news about energy prices. Let me tell you what's happening.
Morning, Alice. I'm all ears, I see. So, what's the latest on the energy price cap?
Well, analysts from Cornwall Insights are predicting that the energy price cap will decrease in October from £17.20 to £16.98 for a typical dual-fuel customer.
Oh, that's a small drop, but not a huge relief. I wonder how long it will take to see a significant change.
Right, we've still got 2 months until Ofgem reveals the final amount, and Craig Lurie from Cornwall Insights has some important points to make about this.
Oh, what does he say?
He says while any reduction is welcome, we shouldn't let small fluctuations in the price cap mask the bigger picture. Households are still paying far more than they did before the pandemic.
Wow, that is so true. It's not just about the small drops. The overall cost is still unmanageable for many families.
Exactly, and he adds that the current outlook shows little prospect of a meaningful drop over the next few years.
Right, it's going to be a while before we see real relief. What's his take on why this is happening?
He points out that our reliance on international energy markets brings a vulnerability to global events and price shocks. He mentioned June as an example.
Oh, right. The summer was a tough time for energy prices. So what's the solution?
He says if we want real stability and affordability, we need to continue and speed up our transition to homegrown renewable power.
Yeah, I see. That's the long-term fix. But what about the short term? There's still a cost to transition.
He acknowledges that, Lewis. He says the transition won't happen overnight and there will be short-term costs. But in the long run, it's the only way to shield consumers from international volatility.
So it's a trade-off. Pay a bit more now for long-term stability, but it's not an easy pill to swallow for families struggling with bills.
Absolutely. He concludes by saying this transition is the path to a more secure and sustainable future.
Yeah, it's a tough balance. But I agree, we need to keep pushing for renewable energy. It's the only way to truly stabilize prices in the long run.
Agreed. Well, that's the latest from Cornwall Insights. We'll keep you updated as the October price cap announcement approaches.
Thanks, Alice. That was an important update. As always, it's clear we need a long-term strategy to solve these energy challenges.
And that's all for today's episode of UK Business Morning. Lewis, thanks for joining me as always.
Thanks, Alice. Have a great day, everyone.